Today is the day U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum go into effect for some of our closest allies, Canada, the European Union, and Mexico. The decision by the Trump administration has been harshly criticized by these countries. Now they are threatening their own tariffs on some American exports in retaliation. So how will this escalating trade dispute affect Washington, the most trade-dependent state in the country? KUOW's Casey Martin joins me to explain. Hey, Casey.
Hey, Kim.
So what have we heard from Canada, the European Union, and Mexico so far in response to the White House?
Right now, we've heard announcements of tariffs. We've heard condemnation of the president's decision, and they put out lists of products that they will tariff, but there haven't been a lot of details otherwise.
Okay, so what's on their list? What kind of products could be affected here?
Most important for us is produce. We're talking grapes, hops, cherries, and most importantly, our famous Washington apples.
Ah.
Washington's number one foreign market for apples is Mexico, and they've said they will tax apples, but they haven't really provided any more detail other than they plan on apple tariffs.
Okay, so our largest buyer of apples is Mexico. How much business does that represent?
I asked Hector Castro that. He's with the Washington State Department of Agriculture.
Last year, our figures are that the export value to Mexico exceeded $150 million. You know, that's a lot of apples.
$150 million in apples alone.
Okay, so how is Washington's apple industry responding to these threats?
Apple growers are feeling in a bit of limbo. There hasn't really been much detail, so they really don't know how to prepare yet. Here's Todd Fryover. He's the president of the Washington Apple Commission.
We are bracing ourselves for the worst. This obviously is not an ag issue. It's certainly not a Washington apple issue. It's much larger than those of us here in eastern Washington. So we are definitely looking out towards the future, trying to develop our plans, trying to put our promotional strategies in place that reflect the current circumstances from a worst-case scenario.
What's important to remember is that the apple industry, from pickers to growers to shippers, they all plan months to years in advance. And all of the apples that are in storage right now have already been purchased, and the industry is just trying to plan for next year. Harvest starts in August, and this kind of instability is really worrying to people like Fryover.
All right, so Mexico has leveled some threats. Are there other countries that growers are worried about?
Yeah, India is Washington's number two apple buyer, and they already have a 50% tariff on our own apples. And they've threatened to add an additional 30%. So that would be our two top apple buyers, putting us in a tight spot.
So beyond apples, how else could these threatened tariffs affect Washington's trading relationship with the world?
One thing to remember is that trade is built on relationships. Washington state and industry leaders, they physically meet with buyers and distributors on the ground in Mexico. And trade disputes threaten a lot of that legwork that's been developed. Here's Hector Castro again with the Department of Agriculture.
All of this affects countries where our agriculture industry has spent years trying to develop markets and gain access. And all of that becomes affected and is placed at risk with these trade disputes.
So at this point, we don't really know how aggressive these tariffs might be, when they might be issued. What happens next?
Right now, both the state of Washington and private businesses are lobbying Congress. That's really their only option, is to appeal to lawmakers. And Todd Fryover says it's important to not just think of Mexico, but also any new tariffs will hurt Washington growers trying to sell around the world.
One third of all the apples produced in the state of Washington go to over 60 markets around the world. So we are very heavily dependent upon export trade. So any market that closes or has increases in tariffs or other issues that come up are going to impact our industry.
So for now, Washington and its apple industry just waiting to learn more, hoping for the best. KUOW's Casey Martin, thank you for this.
Thank you, Kim.